Texas Redneck Games approved.
All right, kids and Ken, get a grip on yourself. It's time for the Blink Show.
No more gripping for me.
This is Randy.
This is Ken.
How's you doing, everybody? How you doing, Ken?
I'm good. I'm very relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Yes.
Here at the this is not the last Friday of August.
No, next week
next,
is.
Next Friday. We paid it. It is August 24th, a Friday. And Friday means, I don't know what it is, weirdness on the roads.
Yeah,
people get stupid when they drive.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's going somewhere on a Friday, so they want to get the hell out from wherever they're going.
I was behind somebody going down the parkway today.
Really? Were you driving too?
Yes, I was. Somebody at the, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles, they had their turning signal on, their left turning signal. It just blared at me. I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I'm stupid.
I always like when people have their turning signal on while they're in the turning lane at a stoplight. Like, we don't know you're going to turn.
Or the wrong turning signal.
God.
But, I don't know what it is on Fridays. All these old ladies get out and think that
they
got to be somewhere.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to get their haircuts.
And that leads me to another thing that really pisses me off, and you've heard me say it. I don't know how many times. I am sick and tired of elderly ladies with their friggin' stamps.
Yes.
And their friggin' lottery tickets.
Yes.
They can't decide on which stamp they want, the pretty bird or the homosexual or what the hell ever. It's the same with lottery tickets. I want a number 13 and number 14. Did I say 14? I want a 12. I want a 6. You know, just buy some friggin' lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Give me the money. I'll buy the lottery tickets, scratch them off for you, and then you'll still have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just what they have to live for, is those lottery tickets.
And why do every gas station you go to, why does every gas station have a different style of gas pump?
I don't know. I never noticed that. I don't drive, though, so that's probably why.
Yeah. I just get driven on.
I just get driven on, yeah. Or usually I'm in the back seat doing something else.
No, I'm serious. Every gas station, I mean, you can go to a Shell station and then drive down the road to another Shell station, and they've got totally different gas pumps. They operate differently.
That's weird.
I know, it pisses me off. I'm not in a very good mood today.
I know, you had a whole bunch of stuff going on.
I have a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I have not taken any blood pressure pills.
Oh, that's a bad combo.
I run out of blood pressure pills.
But the thing about that, though, is that when you don't take those, you turn kind of into the Incredible Hulk.
A little bit, right? At least I kind of think that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're green already.
Because I'm a really nice guy.
You are.
And very seldom do I do what I did today. Look at somebody and ask the two different people that were standing there, and one of them say yes, and I said, what makes you think I wanted to speak to you?
I always hate when you're talking to somebody and the third person comes in and is like, can I help you? No, because if I wanted you to help me, I would have asked you.
They just want to make sure you don't steal anything again.
Oh yeah, or have dogs start fighting in the middle of the room.
It's been an exciting week. Lots of flooding going on. Hopefully everybody's safe.
Yeah, my apartment did not flood.
Yeah, we have been lucky here in the, do you call this central Indiana or northern Indiana?
I would call it northern central Indiana.
It's just somewhere in Indiana.
Yeah, it is.
And we've got this big river called the Wabash in it.
The mighty Wabash.
Yeah, and we didn't flood at all.
Which is surprising. Normally when it rains like this, it's, you know, Noah's Ark comes through, two of every animal.
Are they still playing? I got their last album.
Noah's Ark. I wonder, though, if it flooded now and Noah's Ark would come out there, if God would be like, you know what? We don't need two Vicks.
We have an event every year here called Wines on the Wabash.
Winos?
Wines.
Oh.
They serve all these expensive wines you can taste.
Or as I call it, Public Intox Central.
Yeah, no kidding. Somebody called me one time and said, when are they going to have quarts of beer on the Wabash?
Not every night.
I mean, I'm all over that.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Davis had, like, all these companies bring out kegs onto the Wabash?
Oh, my God.
And it would be like the wild, wild west on the Wabash River. People with their shotguns.
Kegs of beer on the Wabash. I love that.
That's a great idea.
We should do that.
Then you can go floating on the Wabash in a raft.
We should plan a first annual event.
We should.
For Halloween coming up.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we need to get out. We need to go across the country and meet some folks.
We do. Do you know where we need to stop?
redneck games.
We need to stop at the redneck games. Those look like fun.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
Lots of. We have a lot of new friends from there. We want to say hello to all of our friends at the Texas Redneck Games.
And we are 100% serious when we say that we actually do want to come to next year's Redneck
Games.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. It looks like it's right up our alley.
We want to broadcast it.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to broadcast it just because that's I saw the thing on TV, and I was like, you know what? I do that in my backyard every weekend. Why not go and watch it with other people that do it?
I did stuff like that this past weekend. Yeah. I've got last Saturday, there's somebody in my neighborhood who wanted me to cut down a 30-foot tree. Mm-hmm. And, man, you light a chainsaw up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday in my neighborhood.
The rednecks come
The pickup trucks are coming and bringing beer, and they want to watch.
That's a celebration, though. It's a good time.
And I cut the tree down, but the funnest part was there was a guy there with a Chevy truck and another guy with a Dodge truck, and they wanted to see who could pull the stump out of the ground.
Nice. I usually pull a stump out of the ground every Saturday night.
For those interested, the Dodge truck did win.
Nice. Very nice.
All right. I'm going on vacation next week, so I don't know if we'll do anything or not.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Or who knows? If I get really drunk and keep my clothes on, there may be a special live Ken/David Hasselhoff give me a cheeseburger moment.
This is Randy saying so long.
Good night, people. I am Ken. Fleece to you.